Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. No, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. You'd think after 22 years I'd get that right, would you? Folks, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. I hope you take that to heart for yourself. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Russo is here. He's become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's executive VP at Eclipsis. And we've been talking about cybersecurity, some of the old systems, the security that we think we have when we transport things over the internet, the way we encrypt our files, the encryption capability we think we like that we have. We think we're doing as much as we can. But Stephen, there are things coming at us that are going bump in the night that we got to pay attention to. And one of them is quantum. And I in my the afterword of my last book, I pointed out to people that if we're not fully capable of understanding the digital aspects of our lives and the threats from a digital standpoint, if we don't get that under our belt, what are we going to do when quantum hits us, where things can happen, good things or bad things can happen in two universes at the same time? And that book is 2 years old, and quantum has now come to pass, hasn't it?
It sure has. It's here, and the threat is going to grow. You know, being, Jim, that you focus on small businesses, you know, the chances are that most state-sponsored actors are not going to come after real small businesses. It's going to be the mid-level hackers and whatnot that come after you.
But you know what, Stephen? I know you're right, and I've said that for a long time. But the research is starting to show that they're coming down market because, as I pointed out now for 30 years, more and more small business owners are integrated, vertically integrated partners with bigger companies. They like our versatility and how we move fast. They have us doing projects. Well, that naturally plugs us into their system. And if we're weak, we're the weak. As you know, the bad guys, all they need is one little door cracked.
That's absolutely true, Jim. And what's happening today, to your point, is automation is occurring. So the bad actors are using automation to do tens of thousands of attacks at the same time. And when it's ending up with the biggest threat, I would say, today to folks in small business is ransomware.
Yeah.
And it can happen to you. Don't think it can't.
It's happening to small municipalities. It's happening to small municipalities. Small municipalities are a cautionary tale for us, aren't they?
They are, Jim. And in 2019, we experienced the most hacks out of any year. It's growing. It's not shrinking. So
your state of your sometimes domicile state of Florida is a big example of that. A bunch of municipalities in Florida have had a problem with this, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely they have. The best thing people can do is spend the time to listen to Jim, the Small Business Advocate, when he brings on cyber experts. Take notes, pay attention, and take action.
Yeah, folks, he's right. I mean, you got to do all this because the thing that but I like what you said about the automation part. You're right. If China is going after this new threat that was announced just a couple of weeks ago, a major breach that nobody knew about, when they're doing that, they're going to put a whole building of cyber bad guys, and they're going to focus on one breach. They're going to overpower one entity. For small businesses, they'll just set up a bot in the corner, a computer in the corner. They'll push a button and say, okay, go find 10 million and tell us which ones are weak. And the next morning they come back and they found them, right?
Well, it's even worse than that, Jim, because what happens is through the automation, the hack takes place, the malware gets inserted,
yeah,
the ransomware occurs, and all of a sudden you can't get to your data unless you pay a
fee. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It happens. So there, and quantum, let's talk about quantum real quick. What quantum's doing, folks, is it's breaking passwords in seconds when a digital system wouldn't even attempt it. It would take too long to be worth it. What do you think?
Well, quantum certainly reduced the time period. It's important to understand the basics. And the basics of encryption is that encryption is a mathematical algorithm. So quantum computing makes the ability to break mathematical algorithms exponentially faster, to your point. Mm-hmm. But it all does start with the passwords.
Who has quantum capability today other than state actors like China?
Well, right now, what we know of is that there's only a couple of large entities like the Google type entities that have quantum computing. There's only one or two.
Does IBM? IBM has one, right?
Correct.
IBM, Google, and we think China has one, right?
It's very, very possible. You know, once the two giants have them, you have to assume that others have them, or they will very soon.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got a technology, micro tokens, and the micro token exchange, which we're going to talk about, and we'll come back after the break, folks. This is a new way of protecting yourself against the quantum exposure. It's a new way of thinking about things. So unfocus your eyes when we come back and listen to what Steve is going to tell us about this new capability, which he'll continue to talk to us about as we go through this next year. Quick break. Right back with Stephen Russo. Stephen, I need your website quickly, please.
www.eclipsys.com. ECLYPSDS.com.
Eclipsys.com. Check it out, folks. Get a head start on this. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.